Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I feel so repetitive because I'm saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. But I'm still working on this Lord thing, and I was just never into the Matthew, Mark, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And now that I'm reading it and working on it, it's a real blessing. And in order to make Christ or Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, now again, there's God and then there's Christ Jesus. In order to do that, you got to know what He said, and you got to understand why and want to be led by Him. It's not the easiest thing in the world, and it's just interesting to me the relationship I've had. Like, the relationship I have with God, God was always number one, and there was always that reverential awe that through Christ Jesus, I always knew that once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess or say with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or profess Him, say that He's your Lord and Savior in your life, and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, for the seed of your distinctive being, with the heart, the things you think about, with that heart that makes you you, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. You have to believe in order to have uprightness with God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So you got to say Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And then through Him is the access to God. And it's just interesting because He was a man. Just like Adam, through one man, sin entered into the world, and one man, we were set free and given the liberty to stand, the liberty to have that connection back with God. And once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're reconnected. Because we have the word of the reconnection. You have the Holy Spirit. You have God's inner thoughts towards the reconnection in you. All these things. And again, it's a spiritual thing. It's not a five senses thing. God is spirit. You cannot know God by the five senses. You might see and witness miracles, but there's a huge difference between that and having the connection, understanding, talking to God, having the relationship with God, having the spirit of truth, the pneuma, the spirit of truth. But anyways, all that being said, I was reading this morning in John. If you go to John chapter 8, verse 23, it says, and He said unto them, in Christ, or Jesus said unto them, ye are from beneath, and I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world. And again, He's the Son of God. He has God in Him, in the sense that He has God's seed. I'll keep going. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Then said unto Him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But He that sent me, God, is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him. I just love that everything that Christ said went back to God, His Father, everything. And He talks about, you know, you're going to glorify me, but He's not saying that to people. He's saying that God is telling them to glorify Him, because if you knew God, ye would know the person who sent me. I mean, it's just incredible. Verse 27, they understood not that He spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. But as the Father taught me, I speak these things. They didn't know that He was the Son of God. And the only time that they were going to know that is after they killed Him. And then 3 days he's dead. You know, 3 days he's sleeping. And then God rose Him, the second Adam, the first spiritual being, the first new, it's the new man. That's what Adam means, but it's a new spiritual man in the new spiritual state. And they didn't know that. They didn't even understand what He was talking about half the time. I mean, again, if you go back to this whole thing, starting at 23, and He said unto them, ye are from beneath, and I am from above. This world is five senses. sold to sin, moving towards the state of death. These people were talking without spirit. They have nothing. If you walk your life and you don't believe in the name of Jesus Christ, great. Go. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, that's the judgment's going to be between you and God. Cool. But you can't live. You can't have life in all of its manifestations and all of its visibility. The life that God has for you, unless you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above, ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, the risen, the soon to be the risen Lord and Savior, but if you don't believe that I'm the Messiah, ye shall die in your sins. You talk about a big difference between what the law said. I mean, they spoke about Christ coming, but they still were walking in the law. And Christ came in order to fulfill the law. And that's what's so beautiful. Christ fulfilled the law and he spoke about it, but he didn't speak about it. It was God in him speaking. As far as his Father, he had the relationship with God in order that he didn't say anything except the things that God told him to say. God taught him. And the Holy Spirit, that same connection he had, is the connection that you have the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is Spirit and he has given us the Spirit to reconnect us to him. You have the opportunity to build a relationship with God, and Christ is the example of that. And then it goes through the believers that move the testimony of Christ Jesus, the witness. They bear the witness of him. It's just a beautiful thing that you have right now. And I just can't exhort you enough to start to get to know God through his word. Start to get to know his son through the word. And again, I didn't really know his son. I'm working this out right now. You learn this stuff. But you got to read it for yourself, and you have to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and have a firm reliance and change your mind constantly to the things that God tells you to think on. You don't walk this life in the five senses. You walk it in the spiritual way. It's a manifested life. It is not right to live your life walking in fear day by day, hour by hour. That is not out from the origins of God. It is a lie. God gives you the spirit of liberty, the spirit of freedom to choose and to be joyful. He gives you love and faith and all these things once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not to walk in fear. And it's a choice you have to make daily, hourly, minute by minute. Even reaching the thoughts, recognizing what you're thinking about, it's a big deal. But I went way too long today. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to who? To God. Lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you pray to Jesus Christ, it doesn't go anywhere. You have to pray to God, lifting it up in reverential awe in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do. I am so grateful that you pushed that shipment off for a week. I mean, I just can't tell you how much of a blessing that is. I'm thankful that I know that you're there for us and that you make the days go by the right way. And I'm just, the amount of pressure that took off, it's the little things that I'm thankful for, Father. I pray for each and every one of your believers today that you just protect them and take care of them. I thank you for your son and what he did for us and the words that he spoke and the way he lived and the believing he had is just incredible. I just lift up a great day. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.